morning, Lee.
Well, it's about time, buddy. It's about time you showed up there, Corey. You're supposed to be here at 7. It's 10.
I know.
Where the hell have you been?
Sorry, Lee. I stopped at the new McDonald's that just opened and got in trouble with the cops.
What? What the hell? What did you do?
Well, I ordered a sausage McMuffin with extra cheese and a Mountain Dew, and they kept telling me they don't have any Mountain Dew. And I'm like, what do you mean? Everybody has Mountain Dew. This is ridiculous.
No, they got Sprite.
So I kept insisting they give me my Mountain Dew, and when they wouldn't, I threw a tray at the cashier.
What the hell are you doing?
I got angry. I don't like being lied to.
What the hell is wrong with you, Corey?
I just don't like being lied to. So anyway, they called the cops, and I had to go downtown. It was a big old mess.
Corey.
Yeah, Lee?
You do know that McDonald's doesn't serve Mountain Dew, right?
Oh, no, not you too, Lee.
Corey, I'm serious.
What do you mean?
McDonald's serves Coke products.
Okay, and?
Corey, you moron.
What?
Mountain Dew is made by Pepsi Company, not Coca-Cola.
Okay, and?
So if McDonald's only serves Coke, they can't serve Pepsi.
Okay.
Which means they don't serve Mountain Dew. Jeez.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Lee, can you get that? I'm going to poop really bad. They wouldn't let me go to the police station.
Yeah, hurry up. Hello, Lee and Corey, private investigators. How can I help you? Okay. Slow down. Slow down. Yeah. All right, no problem. We can meet you there in 30 minutes. Okay. Yeah. All right, bye.
Who was it, Lee?
You take a shit fast.
Yeah, when you poo as much as I do, it kind of just falls right out, you know what I mean?
No.
What?
Well, anyways. That was a teacher up at the elementary school.
A teacher? You don't even have kids. What's a teacher calling you for?
Right, I'm about to tell you.
No.
She wants our help finding...
A kid? She loves a kid?
A kid, an adult, an animal. Something or someone has taken her posters off her classroom wall.
What? What kind of freaking case is that? Like, she can't go find her own freaking posters? We're private investigators, Lee.
Right, and I don't know if we should take this one. But I don't think we have a choice anyway, Corey. We haven't been getting many cases.
I know. It's been a little dry lately.
Right. We need to do something to pay Bang and Dang their rent. I told you we should have bought a little or even build a little shed or something.
Should have contacted the Amish people.
Between the rent and your snacks of Mountain Dew, Corey, we're falling behind, bud.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Of course. Of course I'm right. Now let's go. I said we would meet her in a half hour.
All right.
Lee and Corey are at the school.
Corey. Corey.
What?
All right, bud. She said she's in classroom 5150. Let's go.
Feels weird to be back in school, Lee. I remember when I was in elementary school, we had snack time plus lunch and we had recess.
What does recess have to do with any of those things you mentioned?
Because I always had a special recess sandwich, duh.
Corey.
Those were the days.
Corey.
Yeah, Lee?
Shut up.
Sorry, Lee.
5149. 5152. 5150.
That makes sense.
Let's go. This is it, Corey. 5150.
Lee and Corey, go in the classroom. Oh, hi there. You must be Lee and Corey. I'm so glad you can make it. My name is Sarah Klein, and my pronouns are they, them, broccoli. I prefer broccoli.
Huh? What the heck are pronouns? Is that like a noun that got really good?
No, of course not, silly. What? Pronouns are how an individual identifies as themselves.
What do you mean?
Like she or her or him and his.
Okay. But why broccoli?
That's a very good question. I love broccoli so much. Often wonder what it's like to grow up from the earth and be so nutritious.
Broccoli is disgusting.
Corey, stop.
Come on, no.
Anyway, Mrs. Klein.
Excuse me. Do not call me Mrs. It's broccoli. Just broccoli.
Sorry. Broccoli Klein. So on the phone you were saying, that poster's on your wall. End up getting stolen or something, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's exactly what I called you. Well, you know, school is almost back in session, and I'm trying my best with this classroom to get it set up to make it look great for all my lovely students when they come back. This year, guys, I'm very, very, very proud, and it's a very special one. I decided that our theme was going to be inclusivity, and guess what? BLM.
BLM?
It's going to be great.
Who the heck would only put bacon, lettuce, and mayo? What about the freaking tomato?
Oh, Corey, no.
No, what?
Oh, BLM.
Yeah.
It means Black Lives Matter.
Oh. Well, I thought all lives matter.
Oh, see, that's the thing. We're trying to change that. Everybody thinks it. That kind of thinking, though, is exactly why it's so important to teach these kids nowadays at a very young age that not all lives matter. Only black ones do.
What?
Whoa. That's crazy.
You're telling me.
Let's stay on topic here. What about the posters?
Oh, all right. I was just saying, whenever I put posters up, come back, very next morning, they're all gone. And they're replaced with Donald Trump posters. I don't understand. There is no way I am going to let any of my children see pictures of that racist, misogynist, criminal, rapist, allegedly.
Rapist? Oh, come on, can't be just throwing accusations out like that, lady.
Oh, hold on. We have to talk about something here, Broccoli. We'll be right back.
Lee, you can't seriously be considering taking this case for this wacko, right? She's freaking crazy.
There's obviously something wrong with her, Corey.
Obviously.
There's something wrong with her head.
She's freaking wacko.
I don't think we have a choice. We need the money.
And Mountain Dew.
What else are we going to do?
I don't know. I really don't care if her stupid posters keep getting torn down. She deserves it.
You are right. And I can't believe she's teaching these kids. They don't do any type of background
she
checks nowadays.
She should be in jail.
Right. I don't know about that, but... this should not be a hard case at all, though.
That's what you always say.
How hard would it be to catch someone ripping down posters?
That's true.
Let's just get this over with. Get our money.
All right, fine, but you're talking to her by yourself from now on. There's no way I'm calling somebody Broccoli. It's disgusting.
Everything all right, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My partner just had a phone call. He had to take it. All right, so... Here's what we're going to do. You go ahead. You put up all the posters you want before you go home today. And we'll come back tonight. And we do what we do best. And we'll catch whoever is doing this. This should be a pretty easy case.
Oh, okay. That sounds fantastic. Meet me back here later, and I can let you guys in.
All right. That sounds good.
Several hours later.
Broccoli, he lets Corey and Lee in the school to find who's ripping the posters.
All right, Corey. Sarah just let us in the school. So we can find out who's ripping the posters. Let's go hide out in the supply closet. Until the thief or whatever it is comes in and we can get this case over with, bud.
All right, Lee. I got all the snacks at Mountain Dew. I'm ready. Just don't fall asleep on my shoulder again like the last time we were in the closet talking about whipped cream. You remember that?
That never happened.
Oh, it did.
I don't think so.
Oh, sure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The guys are in the closet waiting until they hear shoes squeaking in the hallway.
Corey, did you hear that?
Yeah.
There's shoes. They're squeaking in the hallway floor. Somebody must be coming.
All right, well, let's catch this freaking person. Let's go home. I can't feel my legs.
Right.
The person starts to rip off all the posters and puts up Donald Trump once. The guys jump out of the closet to stop him.
Hey. Hey. Stop.
We got you.
Yeah. Corey, get the door. Don't let him escape.
I'm on it, Lee.
All right, now. Stay right there, buddy. And don't move. I'm calling the cops.
Just then, the suspect goes running full speed towards Corey.
Corey, don't let him get out of here. Tackle him.
I got this, Lee. Oh, yeah. Let's see you try and get through me.
The suspect collides with Corey, and the two begin to tussle on the ground. But Corey is getting overpowered.
Lee! Help! I'm getting overpowered! This guy's gonna get away! You gotta come help!
Like, what do you mean, guy? My pronoun is broccoli, I said.
What the heck? What the hell?
Lee, did you hear that? I think it's Sarah!
Yeah.
I said it's broccoli, damn it.
Ah, Lee, just punch me in the throat. Get your ass over here and help me.
Oh, I'm coming, bud.
Lee runs to Corey and jumps on broccoli. They finally get things under control.
What the hell, broccoli? What? It was you tearing down the posters the whole time. Why the hell did you call us?
You damn right it was. And I've gotten away with it if it wasn't for you and your little sidekick here.
You hear that, Lee? It just called you a sidekick.
Corey.
What?
Pretty sure she was talking about you.
What? No way.
Well, anyway, you called us to investigate. So you could have got away with it all along. What the hell? Why would you call us if you were behind it all along? Did you honestly think that you would get away with it?
Of course. I've heard all about you guys and all about the times that you have screwed up.
What?
I figured this one would be no different.
Wow, that's uncalled for. I thought you lefties were supposed to be tolerant.
Screw you, asshole.
Oh, jeez, the mouth. You're a school teacher.
I don't understand anyway, because if you wouldn't have called us, no one would have even known.
Right,
what
an idiot.
So the point of you tearing down your own posters makes no sense. And then putting up Donald Trump ones makes even less sense. What the hell?
Well, because I just hate that man and all his little followers. I wanted to show people that they are evil, hateful bastards.
But
that doesn't even make sense.
They aren't the ones that did this. You are.
Yeah, it looks like you are the one that's hateful, cauliflower.
For the last time, it's broccoli, damn
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, jeez.
Jeez. If I would have got away with it, then everyone would have thought it was those racist Donald Trump, orange man, bad following assholes. I only called you guys to make it seem more real. And you ruined it. You ruined it. You ruined it, damn it. Let me go. I need my safe space. My mental health is going to be affected.
Whoa, lady. I think that was affected a long time ago, bud. I don't think so, you psycho. The cops are already on their way. I can't believe this. I can't believe that somebody like you, crazy, out of her mind, lunatic, teach our children. What the hell is this world coming to?
Yeah, Lee, it's like in that one movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger was a cop and got hired as a teacher. He didn't even have a degree.
It was a tumor. Not a tumor.
Right.
Wow.
Mother of pearl.
Well, that's totally different, Corey.
Right.
He was actually trying to help the kids. Unlike this nut job.
Yeah, well, potatoes, tomatoes, am I right?
Corey.
What?
What am I going to do with you?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, Broccoli, I hope you enjoyed your time teaching. Because it's safe to say, with our recommendation, you won't be teaching anymore.
You guys are going to regret everything you just did here tonight. You'll see. You ruined my life and the perfect plan I had for these kids that I was going to teach this year. And now I'm going to ruin yours.
Okay, crazy lady. We've heard that one before. Say hi to Teabag for us.
Bank at studio.
Oh, my goodness.
What the?
Lee, what kind of freaking case did you get us into?
I think she's even more crazier than Larry Jerry.
I didn't think those people really existed. All these woke teachers that I see on the internet.
Right.
We really met one in real life.
At least he just wanted to do some weird sexual thing. This lady just wants to brain fry everybody. What is it, brain fry?
Brain fry.
Brainwash.
Brainwash, there you go. Yeah, I mean, you gotta wash before you fry, right?
right. This is just a broccoli. Broccoli.
Said she wanted to feel like what it came from to be from the earth. What does that even mean?
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I didn't think these people really existed. I know, I need a drink of beer too.
And it's something didn't seem right, Corey. It seemed too easy. Just to waltz in there and wait in a closet. like we've ever done that before.
Who would call our private investigators and see who's tear down posters anyways? Don't the school have cameras?
I don't think they're allowed to have them in classrooms.
Well, still,
they should.
You can see them in the hallway.
Right.
Jeez.
Right. Anybody entering the room?
Right. Jeez.
Yeah, just didn't add up. But we were so damn money hungry. See, this is why.
We
need to start vetting these cases more.
This is like the eighth one you've got us into like this.
If this was 2 years ago, we would have seen right through this and not done it.
Oh, you mean like the case where we watched somebody blow his freaking brains out?
We had no idea that was going to happen.
Yeah, we had no idea this chick was going to be crazy either.
I think we did when we met her. And we still took the damn case.
Right. Well, gotta get that snacks in Mountain Dew, am I right?
Yeah. The heat's on for another month, baby.
All right.
Well, anyway, I'm glad that one's over with.
Yep.
I'm charging her double.
I don't think you're getting any money from her.
We'll take her to court. We'll get a settlement. But,
yeah, maybe we can get all those sweet Donald Trump posters from her. That'd be cool.
I took a couple. And there was even a pretty cool broccoli one she had. I like that. Just like a little broccoli. With another broccoli.
Legs.
And they're running through like a meadow. It's crazy.
They're holding hands.
Right.
No.
Right. And they're like cauliflower as a sun. And
what am I making? Whoa. That's like a white couple having a black baby.
Whoa.
The male broccoli better put a question on that one.
Is that even legal? I don't think that's legal. I don't even think that was a female.
Yeah. I think she had a little Adam's apple.
It was a weird voice.
Every time she swallowed, like a big thing went up and down on her neck.
And every time he or she or they or them or broccoli talked, the voice was different.
I noticed that.
I didn't understand.
It was like it was trying to do a female voice, but it couldn't stick to the one.
Right.
You know?
Kind of talk like, kind of sound like Bang and Dang when they try to do the podcast.
Yeah, those guys.
Talk weird. I don't even know how we're still even.
I think she might have been related to Bang and Dang, to be honest with you. Them two.
At least Dang, at least.
Yeah, definitely Dang. Yeah, I mean, he would definitely dress up like a girl. That's for sure. Wait. Turn the camera up.
I never turned the camera up.
The red light. Oh, God.
The red light.
We got to raise it before they hear it.